Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Zvachim and Daf Mem Amud Aleph, near the middle of the Amud, taking a look at the Braita that we just invoked. Lepar Zepar Yom HaKippurim. Lemai Hilchata, what's the purpose of alluding to the Par Yom HaKippurim in the details of the Par Kohen Mashiach? Ilake Pshita. If it's to tell me that all the things listed in the Par Yom HaKippurim are vital, that's obvious because Chukakti Vabei. Remember, we studied in Masachet Yoma, all of the Avodot in Yom Kippur are associated with the word Chuka, which always means Ikuv. It's needed for Rabbi Yehuda. Said Chuka only applies to those things that the Kohen Gadol does in the Kodesh Kedoshim in his white clothes. If he did things out of order, it's nothing. But even those things done in the white clothes for the special Yom Kippurim, done outside here means in the Kodesh, if he does things out of order, it's fine. So I might think, based on Rabbi Yehuda, that just like the sequence doesn't matter, the Hazot are not Ma'akev, Kamash Malan, that they are. Oh, Papa, how could you possibly think they're not market? Tanya Michila, or that Rabbi Yehuda would say so, Michila Mikaperta Kodesh in the Sugi of Yom Kippur. It says the Kohen Gadol completes being Mechaper the Kodesh. So Rabbi Kiva's take is Im Kiper Kila, Vim Lo Kiper Lo Kila. If he finished the Avodat Adam, then he's completed. And if not, not the Rabbi Kiva. A mother of Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda takes it further. Neymalo Nomar, Im Kila Kiper Vim Lo Kila Lo Kiper. Take it the opposite way. If he completed everything, then he did kapora, meaning even the shirayim. So Rabbi Yehuda says everything's ma'akev, even in the Kodesh. So you can't say that. So Rapapa comes up with a different answer. Rapapa lo nitzucha ela le'et dam u'bitzvilah. Three halachot, the word et, which et etzpa'o, which says even warts on the finger, okay, not a chatzitza. Dam, we'll see what it is. Et ramacha bar Yaakov lo nitzucha ela lahachshir. Imin sheba etzpa, little warts and serrations on the finger, are okay. Badam, what's that? She badam shiur tefila mikar. That's enough dam in there for him to dip into. And v'taval v'lo mesapeg. He has to dip in and not swipe. Okay, so that is a halacha that we get from Par Kohen Mashiach, and then we apply it to Par Yom HaKippurim, because that is not written in the Parsha of Yom HaKippurim. So achli mechtav adam, and we need both badam and tefila. Dikat v'achmona v'taval havena alfagav. Like a sheer tvila mikara, I would think that even though there isn't enough to dip in, as long as you don't swipe, it's enough. Racham Adam. Therefore, it says badam, meaning there's enough. Racham Adam. And all this adam, v'yamena afilu mesapeg. Even if you just soaked it up or swiped it, racham Taval. Therefore, the Torah says you have to dip it in. Okay. Parenthetically, why does the pasuk I am on the page mizbach Torah tasamim? Why does it say that you have to do it on the mizbach Torah tasamim? Just to say on mizbeach because you're inside. That he would not do Hazaah unless the Mizbeach had been properly inaugurated with the Ketorah Tasamim on it. So in other words, the Ketorah Tasamim is not just a location, it necessarily inaugurates the Mizbeach. Okay. Tanya Kamater Rapapa, we have support for Rapapa's take. And by the way, this entire sugya is Rapapa's sugya, as you'll see. To include Par Yom Kippurim for everything that's stated here, which means et bedam and tefillah. Diver Rebbe. Rabbi Shmuel, Kal v'chomer. Shmuel says, I don't need that because I've got a Kal v'chomer. What's that? Even in a place where the korban are alike, the performances are alike, and we'll see what that means. Makom shishva korban the korban. So certainly with the korbanot alike, the performances should be alike. Let's see what this means. Why did it say par? Not par Yom HaKippurim, but rather zepar helam davar shel tzibur and zepar koin mashiach. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, those are the two that are being included by the word la'asala par kasher asah. The problem, of course, is this is in the context of par helam davar shel tzibur, par koin mashiach. So why would it allude to itself? That's kind of strange. We'll get to it. Okay, Amamar, let's say what Rabbi Shmuel had in mind. Mam makom shelo shva korban lekorban. My lo shva korban lekorban. Does that mean ina par Yom HaKippurim is Yom HaKippurim? You think the two offerings that go inside on Yom Kippur, the par and the sa'ir, they're not alike, they're different animals? You can't learn a Kal Vachomer from them, because they're obviously very special. They're the only two damim that ever go inside all the way to Kodesh Kadoshim. Both of which don't go inside. And of course, one's a par, one's a seir. But they have something alike in which each one of them is being mechaper on a known violation, as opposed to Yom Kippur, which is covering things that were done with Lahoda, etc. Ella par elam davar shel tzibur u'sa'ir shel Yom Kippur. And that's the two that are not alike. One is the par elam davar shel tzibur, which is coming for something that we don't know what it, that we do know what it is. And the other is a sa'ir, which is a different animal of Yom Kippur. Vachi kamar mam makom shel ushu korban lekorban why di par va sa'ir. One's a cow, a bull, and the other one's a goat. Hushvu masim lemasim my dechatav bahu. Meaning, of course, the sa'ir Yom Kippurim goes in the Kodesh Kedoshim. But the par and the seir have this in common, that in the Kodesh they have the same matanot given. Makom shishva korban lekorban di par va par. So certainly, when both of them are parim, ein odin shushvu masim lemasim, certainly the performances should be the same. Vata le par Yom Kippurim le'et bedam mitzvila mipar korban mashiach. And we get par Yom Kippurim for the halachot of et bedam mitzvila, which we got earlier elsewhere. Miparakorn Mashiach, va'ati le'sir Yom Kippur misir avodazar mikal v'chomer. And now we've got kind of a daisy chain going on, which is par Yom Kippurim for the laws of Epidam Mitzvila we get from Parakorn Mashiach, and then Seir Yom Kippurim we get from Seir avodazar that everything is ma'akev from a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer being this one goes inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, certainly it's ma'akev. P'chidav v'alam mihakesh chozam lamed b'kal v'chomer. Wait a second. Sa'ir Yisiri Avodah Zorah we got via Hekesh, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Hishvah Korban Lekorban, lo Hishvah Korban Lekorban. Right? How can you now take something that was learned via Hekesh, and it then becomes a source of a Kal V'chomer? The answer is my papa, Kesavah Tanah Rabbi Shmuel, the Valam and Hekesh, Chozom Lamed B'Kal V'chomer. The Tanah Rabbi Shmuel supports that approach, and says something that's learned via Hekesh can then be a source of a Kal V'chomer. Okay, let's go back to the bright. Talapar, Zepar Helam Dalvar Shel Tzibur. That was what Rabbi Shmuel said. Habet Tzibur Gufek Tiv. What are you talking about? The sugya is part Tzibur. What Par Helam Dalvar Shel Tzibur? Why would it allude to itself? Rav Papa Mishun Dvayag Mori Par Helam Dalvar Shel Tzibur Biyoter Ta Ushtei Akleyot Lesir Avodah Zarah. Because we need to identify that the Yoter Ta Kaved and the Shtei Akleyot and the other Emurim apply to Seir Avodah Zarah. Right, upar halam davar shel tzibur gufei lo ktiv, and it doesn't say that about par halam davar shel tzibur in itself. So we have to mention it in order to connect it with par korban mashiach where it says it, and then via a hekesh to connect it to seir avodah zarah. And Rav Papa says bekesha ati, and it comes via hekesh. Itzarich lapar the rabbi command dichtiv be begufei. So he says by having it written lapar in this parsha, it's as if it said right here, the Yoter HaTakaved, etc. Because even the Tanna Rabbi Shmuel is not comfortable having a daisy-chained Hekesh to go from the Par Korban Mashiach to the Par Elam Davar Shel Tzibur to the Seir Avodah Zarah via Hekesh to have something go two steps away. And therefore, by having it saying La Par, it's as if it's written explicitly, and it's only a single Hekesh. Okay, again, Tanya Kvitei Rav Papa. We've got another bright that supports Rav Papa. Asala par, kasher asala farchatat. Matam lomal apar, what does it mean? The Vishnamar, v'em yivid korbanan nishal adonai, in the parish of Seir Avodah Zarah. It says, they brought their korban. V'chatatam al shingatam. Chatatam is elu Seir Avodah Zarah. Shingatam is the parilam davar shel tzibur alluded to. Chatam al shingatam, meaning amla Torah. Chatatam are elucha kishingatam. The two are now compared. Shingatam echam lamadta. Where did we learn shingatam? Which is par halam davar shel tzibur. Lo behekesh. We got that via hekesh vasalapar. Chidavar lamed hekesh chozer malamed behekesh. Tamalom alapar is a par halam davar shel tzibur. Lapar is a par korban mashiach. Again, allowing us to not fall into the problem of a daisy chained hekesh, but rather in order to have it all sitting there as if it were explicitly in our parsha. Amar mar, chatatam, elu Seir Avodah Zarah. All right, teipukle mikra kama, why don't we get it from the first pasuk? Amar mar, hachatat, And that's in Chatatam, is of course in Bamidbar. Chatat is in our parsha in Vayikra. The Rambot see Rav Azar, they're already included. That's only really referring to the Hazot that are written there. But the Emurim, the Loktiv and Begufe, that aren't written there, aim alo, so Kamash Malam, that they're included. So he challenged him, Atana, Parim Akipurim, Luchom Masha Amar Banyan, meaning everything's included, Kamar. The answer is Tanoi, Tanavei Rebbe Mirabi Hachi, Tanavei Mishmoy, Lom Rabbi Hachi. And that's the machloket going back between Rebbe and, Tanavei Rav and Rebbe Shmuel, is that Tanavei Rav is comfortable being marbe like that. Rabbi Shmuel says, I'm not comfortable being marbe like that, so I need the other pasuk. Okay, the last piece, it's a little agadah, beautiful agadah, Rabbi Shmuel. Why, when it talks about the parkour and Mashiach, it talks about all the imurim, when the Beit Din has to bring one, with dealt in the horayot, it doesn't say that. Mashal HaMelech Basar Adam, it's like a king, Shaza'am Alo'avoy, he got angry at his friend. His friend here is the tzibur. He loved his friend so much that he minimized his anger, so he didn't explicate all these different things that after he brought as a korban for the chatat. Why, in the case of parkon mashiach, does it say throw the dam el pre parochad hakodesh? Again, it doesn't say that in parlam davashot zibur. The community, the province rebelled against him. Im yutar sacha, if a minority rebelled against him, like a korban mashiach, pamalia shalom mitkayemet, so his retinue was still there. And therefore, the parochet is like still in existence. Im rubasacha, but if a majority did, because the Beit Din made an errant ruling, then ain't pamalia shalom mitkayemet, it's as if his retinue is gone, and therefore it's as if the parochet is no longer up. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and we'll do the final podcast in this sugya, taking us to the next Mishnah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.